4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. Rain is picking up yet again, and I mentioned it to you, it's going to be with us for a bit. Next couple of days, one way or another, we're going to get rain. It's going to be kind of chilly, and then the afternoon when it lets up a little bit, as it was earlier today for an hour or two, going to be real muggy and a little bit warmer. So, is what it is. We'll get through it. We'll deal with everything as we are looking forward to summer. I don't know about you. I really am honestly looking forward to summer. Terrible story the other day out of the Bronx, New York. An off-duty New York police officer, who, by the way, was still in uniform, according to the New York Post, was savagely attacked, beaten, and had everything stolen from him. Grabbed his gun belt, his uniform belt with his gun in it, and then they took off. Well, John Burkett, the crime insider at CBS 6, has some developments on these aforementioned gentlemen, and I'm just so happy that he's joining us pretty much real time here to bring us up to speed. John, it is always great to hear from you, and I'm looking forward to hearing all the details, my brother.
Well, good to talk to you too, Jeff. It's I don't know why they made their way down south to Chesterfield, but yesterday the U.S. Marshal Fugitive Task Force picked them up on a home off of Kingsland in Chesterfield in a neighborhood called Indian Acres. Mm. And they arrested a 23-year-old Tavion. I had to get his last name. It's Tavion something.
Okay.
But anyway, they arrested him, and apparently, I'm told by sources that they believe the other suspect is in this area as well, and that the marshals will inevitably get him sometime today.
I have no doubt that you looked at the images, the video out of New York City. This was absolutely horrific what they allegedly did, right?
Brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this guy, it appears, if you follow what the mayor up there has been saying, this guy was walking home 4 o'clock in the morning. He had just gotten off duty. He was still in uniform, and he never even saw these guys. He never saw it coming, and these guys attacked him from behind, and they beat him, and as you said up top, they stole his credit card, stole his wallet, stole his iPhone, stole his gun belt, which had his Glock on there, his service weapon on there.
Yep.
And then I don't know if you read that New York Post article, Jeff, is where you go to the bottom of it. It talks about one of the suspects' fathers, it's the suspect who was caught yesterday by the Marshall Task Force. Mm-hmm. His father allegedly used the credit cards from the officer to go on a spending spree.
Oh, good Lord. Good Lord. To even begin to imagine that we're living in this day and time, John, where these two thugs, alleged thugs, whatever the terminology is going to be, have no hesitation at all about attacking a uniformed police officer. Say what you will about anything else, but to think that that is what you're going to do, and then they go out and do it, and just so vicious, and again, not a single solitary concern for the officer, 27-year-old kid, or his potential family, or anybody in the community. So if anybody thinks they're safe when you see what happened to that police officer, just forget about it.
Yeah, and it's beyond being roughed up, Jeff.
Yeah.
This guy was beaten to near his life being taken.
Right. That's right.
And it's just, it's amazing. And then also, federal sources are telling me that this kid traveled down to Virginia with his own mother. So, mom must have known, hey, son, why do you want to flee? Oh. Well, what's going on? So,
all right. Now that's what I want you to jump into. The person who has been arrested, Tavion Hargrove, age 23.
Hargrove, that's it.
So mother and father, then, as you say, the dad, according to the New York Post, used the stolen cop's credit cards to go on a spending spree. Mom travels with Tavion Hargrove. What is their connection to Virginia?
Well, apparently, my sources tell me they're trying to figure that out. They think it's an alleged friend's house that they traveled to in Chesterfield. I know I spoke with someone in that neighborhood this afternoon, earlier this afternoon, and she said that a house was sold a couple of years ago, and it was sold to a couple that lived in New York. So that makes sense that, you know, obviously there's some kind of a New York connection there between them. So I don't know if it's friends, distant family, I don't know. But certainly investigators are trying to put that piece of the puzzle together.
Wow. And I'm going to remind everybody, number one, John Burkett joining us, the crimes insider from CBS6. The New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says that this Tavion Hargrove was in fact arrested by the U.S. Marshals Capital Area Regional Fugitive Task Force, along with NYPD detectives. John, do you have any information from your sources? Have they taken him back to New York, or is he lodged at least temporarily here in the Commonwealth?
I was told that he is here temporarily until an extradition hearing could happen.
Okay.
Obviously, they think he's going back.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you read that bit in the Post that they arrested him with the victimized officer's handcuffs. And he used to be a police officer, so you may know. I mean, that. Yeah. Is that something they do in these situations? I don't know.
You know, it's interesting. Kiki Camarena's son is a judge down in Texas, the DEA agent who was brutally slaughtered many years ago. And the suspect in his dad's murder case, in fact, was arrested with his handcuffs. I think some agencies do that. Some I haven't heard about it as the thing, but good. I mean, you know, I'm looking at it and good. That's a good thing. I'm happy to hear that. What about? Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
I just didn't know what kind of symbolism that is. I mean, obviously the marshals, they're some of the best as far as intelligence wise, gathering intelligence on fugitives and tracking them down. It's not if you hear the marshals are after you, you may as well just give up.
No
because
kidding.
Those guys, they'll find you anywhere.
Absolutely. Yeah, you are not going to escape the Marshal Service. What about this other guy? Was it Wayne Lucas, 23 as well? Is he said?
So I'm hearing from sources there's a good possibility he may be in the Metro Richmond area. And I think the Fugitive Task Force is on to him.
Yeah.
Hopefully I get word here soon that they, you know, maybe they got him too.
Okay.
But obviously, I guess they fled all together into this area.
Well, the family that, oh, God, it's just, it is ridiculous.
It's pretty sad, dude.
Listen, do me a favor. I don't need to drag you back on the air, but if, in fact, you hear before 6 that Mr. Lucas is now visiting with the marshals, just text me, would you? Let me know, and I'll share it with everybody. I'm assuming that you're going to be doing an extended feature on this for CBS6.
Yeah.
What time should we be looking for it?
I'll have it tonight at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
And here's a tease for you. I'll have a story either tomorrow night or Friday night that you're gonna call me and ask about.
Oh, okay.
And you won't believe it.
Okay. All right. Well, you've got me hanging in suspenders now, isn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But you just remember.
When I heard it, I just shook my head. I was like, oh,
wow. Okay, well, I can almost guarantee I will do exactly that. And I guess at some point, Mr. Lucas, Mr. Hargrove, they must be new, because at some point, somebody would have said Chesterfield, at, you know, in ancient history was known as Arrestafield. You may want to think about Henrico, gentlemen. This is not a good place for you.
Well, they definitely didn't do their homework, because Chesterfield does not put up with that mess.
Exactly.
And I can say that as a resident of Chesterfield County, that you mess around, you know, you'll find out here pretty quickly that it's not a good place to get picked up at. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how they were tipped off that he was down here, but obviously I think New York detectives were with the task force when they made the bust.
Yeah.
So I think they had all the way around, I think they had pretty good intelligence.
No doubt about it. John, I appreciate you being here, my friend. That is John Burkett, the crime insider at CBS6. So one of these suspects, as John broke for us, Tavion Hargrove has, in fact, been arrested. He was arrested in Chesterfield, arrested by the United States Marshal Service, their Capital Area Regional Fugitive Task Force. I don't know how to break this to anybody. I actually have in my possession one of their challenge coins. Just a little background. One of our Blue Friday honorees, a recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor a couple of years back, had a connection to that task force, knew I was a challenge coin collector. And so as we speak, I'm looking at that challenge coin. It's pretty impressive. Not as impressive as the marshals that did the job, but the coin itself is pretty cool. And they were accompanied by NYPD detectives. And as you heard CBS 6 crime insider John Burkett report exclusively here, Tavion Hargrove arrested with the handcuffs ordinarily carried by that officer he is alleged to have beaten so brutally. There you go. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. It is also rather wet, and it's going to remain wet. And, it'll remain Wednesday for a little bit anyway. We've got some good stuff coming up. I got to tell you. The audacity of LeVar Stoney to run for anything other than the Hills is just beyond me. And yet, here he is. He wants to be the Democrat Party's nominee for lieutenant governor. I don't have any confidence in the Democrat Party anymore. And this is part of the reason why. LeVar Stoney absolutely destroyed the city of Richmond. And now the Democrats are seriously considering having him as their nominee for lieutenant governor. It's absurd. It's upsetting. It's disgusting. And yet, there you go. The current mayor has not shown to me at any point that he knows what he's doing. Now, I wish that were not the case. I know he's still relatively new on the job, but at some point, don't you have to say, I should get some new people? He seems to be pseudo-governing by crisis. That's a terrible way to govern. If I have to hear him tell us to boil water again, then I will have lost all confidence. You have to know the history of the city of Richmond. You have to know what it was and what happened to it. And you have to look at the two mayors who served before this guy. You have to look at the disaster that was 8 years of Dwight Jones. An absolutely awful excuse for a mayor. You have to look at the gross, utter incompetence of LeVar Stoney and his administration. 8 years. If you don't know those things, then you don't know those things, and that's okay, but please, I do. So when I hear LeVar Burton, who played, I don't know, some character on Star Trek, and some sort of PBS show he was on, right? He's an actor. I don't know. Maybe he's a good actor. I can't recall. I'm sure he's a great actor. You know what he's not? He's not from Central Virginia. He's not clued in on LeVar Stoney. And his endorsement means absolutely jack diddly squat. We'll chat with the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor in just a moment. It's 4:25. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. The rain has absolutely begun to pick up yet again. And it is going to be with us for a while. I'm telling you, I keep looking at the forecast, and every day that I take a look at it, and I'm listening to Matt DiNardo and the whole team over at 8 News, Storm Tracker 8, and I don't see anything. Hang on a second. I'll roll. Wait a minute. I stand corrected. Monday looks like we could see some sunshine returning for a day or two. Okay, I'll take it. Gives me something to look forward to. Monday is June 2nd. That's going to be a good day, so that'll be great. Quick reminder. you have the opportunity to support some of our friends in the Best of Richmond competition. The Richmond Times-Dispatch has the nomination category open as we speak. Again, John Burkett, CBS 6 Crime Insider, is just with us. I nominated him as the best TV personality. I think he's a great dude. Solid reporter, honest guy. So if you want to support him, you want to support the Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show, would love for you to do that. This, again, is the nomination phase. Go.richmond.com/the best. Go.richmond.com/the best. And here's a shock for you. We are once again hearing the mayor of the city of Richmond tell us you've got to boil your water, saying things like, well, we're working on it. It's all okay. We've got the school board, which is out of control. I mean, it's just craziness. And all of these disasters are leftovers from LeVar Stoney. But not to worry, LeVar Stoney today picked up the endorsement of LeVar Burton, who I don't think you could point towards Richmond. I don't think he could find Richmond on a map. But what have you. Now, that being said, as LeVar Stoney is attempting to become the Democrat nominee for lieutenant governor, we know who the nominee is on our side, or my side anyway, John Reed, who most of you know is part of this team for a long time. Now the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. And I'm going to remind everybody, we are happy on this program to host anybody who's running for one of these statewide offices. Got to be governor, lieutenant governor, or attorney general. You betcha. Happy to have you on. John has said yes, and so we're happy to have him on. John, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, I'm glad to talk to you, Jeff. Didn't LeVar Burton, he hosted, what, Reading Rainbow or something on PBS back in the 80s? Or
that's right. That's right.
And then I guess he's been in a couple of movies. I don't know. Is that supposed to impress everybody? You can't drink water in Richmond because LeVar Stoney didn't pay any attention to the actual pipes and pumps and the functioning aspect of a major metropolitan area. But, wow, we got the Reading Rainbow guy endorsing him. That's fantastic. I love it.
There you go. My sincere hope, John, is that LeVar Burton uses some of that Hollywood money to buy everybody a couple of cases of bottled water. How appropriate, right?
Can you believe that we are back in this situation? Because this was really the linchpin moment for me where I thought, do I stay on the morning show at WRVA? It's a good job. I get to talk to you on a regular basis. Politics and Pints is fun. You know, it's a big microphone. Yeah. Or do I decide to quit the job, take a huge personal, professional, financial risk, and try to save Virginia from the Democrats who don't seem to be focused on anything that is actually making life better for Virginians. Instead, it's all this social justice warrior garbage. And when the first water crisis happened, and I drove down to the Capitol because I didn't believe it, that there was a porta toilet in front of the governor's mansion, the oldest governor's mansion in America. Mm-hmm. And there it was. And I thought, to heck with this, I've got to run because somebody has to fight back against this insanity. And here we are in late May with the same situation. And I feel bad for Danny Avila. I know he's a Democrat, and I'm not supposed to say anything nice about Democrats, but I'm still hoping that this poor guy can untangle the disastrous mess that is LeVar Stoney and the Democrat management of Richmond. It's shocking.
Yeah. I don't know. John, I am with you. I mean, this is the LeVar legacy. And anytime you turn the corner, you look at something, you go, oh, he messed that up as well, didn't he? I'm losing a little patience with the not-so-new mayor at this point. Almost 6 months in, I'm thinking you should really have your own people in place. Now, they're still going to have to manage the disaster that LeVar Stoney left. But let's talk about some of this because, again, you did take a major step to say I'm going to do some things that are more important. Look, I love this radio station. We're getting ready to celebrate 100 years. I love working with you. All that great stuff. But there are things bigger, and I would dare say more important. We take a look in Northern Virginia, where once again, we have the transgender agenda coming before common sense. Some boys in a locker room doing nothing wrong who now all of a sudden are in big trouble, right?
Oh, yeah. And guess I'm in the car right now headed to Northern Virginia because there's a growing sentiment amongst not just Republicans, but, you know, middle of the road voters who kind of didn't want to pay attention to politics, I think, just hoped that everything would work out, who were looking at situations like this where these boys are in the locker room and a biological girl who, you know, I'm not trying to be ugly to anybody, but she's convinced herself she's a boy. And for some reason, the adults aren't acting like adults, and they're placating this delusional attitude. She shows up, and I don't know what she's thinking, being provocative, videotaping the boys on her phone in the locker room, and then they investigate the boys. I mean, this is wrong on so many levels, and I keep looking for responsible, reasonable adults to protect the rights of the citizens, to protect the innocence of children, to protect young women. Mm-hmm. I mean, in this case, it's to protect young teenage boys. I mean, you know, normally we're not really focused on that, but in this case, they're the ones who were being violated.
That's right.
And none of these Democrats up in Northern Virginia, I don't know whether it's a cult-like mentality where they're not allowed to say anything that will distract from their kind of overzealous attitude towards the trans ideology, but I'm going to do it. And I've got a very unique position to speak out on these issues, given the people I've been around for 30 years of my adult life. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to speak out against this. And I think there's a growing number of people who are looking for that type of leadership. It doesn't mean harming anyone or being rude to anyone. It means being reasonable and protecting the rights of all of our citizens. And that's been lost with Democrat leadership.
No doubt about it. John Reed is joining us. John is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. What about the school boards telling other folks, we're not interested in your opinion. Your opinion, since it differs with ours, as an example, on the trans stuff in the locker rooms, forget about it. You can't even speak out.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw, I posted it on my Facebook page, and I hope everybody's following me on there because I think it'll give you an idea of how hard I'm working to try to earn everyone's votes. Whether you listen to me on the radio or not, I'm really working hard to earn confidence and trust. But I posted the video of a young girl, an actual biological girl, who stood up before the school board up in Northern Virginia and said, you know, this is wrong, and they kept cutting her off because she was referring to the specific scenario that has sent so many people into, you know, understandable outrage. And I thought, once again, how can you be on the school board and have your client, and the students are one division of your clientele,
that's right,
coming to express in a very legitimate way, you know, not one of these random start stomping your feet and smashing things in the street, mm-hmm, which everyone, you know, do they try to pretend that that's legitimate protest? I mean, this person very reasonably is coming to speak to you, and they kept interrupting the girl, telling her not to reference certain things. And I thought, it's impossible. When this society is more accommodating for angry mobs in the street smashing things than it is for rational people to express themselves at a podium in front of the elected body, we've almost lost the society, and somebody's got to fight to take it back.
Well, you have entered the ring. There's no doubt about that. You are the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. We only elect three folks statewide for our state offices: governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general. It seems to me we've put together a pretty good slate on our side.
I think it could be a remarkable ticket. And you know what it does is it robs the Democrats of their very, very tired, abusive, erroneous attitude that somehow Republicans are you know, by default, racist and homophobic and xenophobic. You've got Winsome Sears, an ex-Marine. I guess you're never an ex-Marine, but a Marine from Jamaica who's been lieutenant governor, who's been in the House of Delegates, who's running for governor. Yes, she's black. That's not the primary reason that she's the nominee, that's true. You got Jason Meares from a family that escaped communist Cuba, who's Latino, and then you've got me with the gay background, which is I hope everybody realizes I'm not asking you to vote for me because I'm gay. I will ask you not to not vote for me because of that. But when you look at my experience and the things that I fought for over the decades on the radio and, quite frankly, in the halls of the Capitol in Washington. Yep. On all these campaigns, I hope people will say, hey, this is our chance in Virginia and, quite frankly, across the United States to smash the ugly things that the Democrats say about us. It's a great opportunity, and I'm hoping people are going to step up and say, let's seize this opportunity. Let's jam this back at the Democrats and show them out to be the frauds that they are.
Absolutely. John, I want people to reach out, learn more about the campaign, help out, get a sign, whatever. Remind everybody of that website, would you please?
It is johnreedforvirginia.com, all spelled out. You know, the last name is R-E-I-D, johnreedforvirginia.com. There are issues on there. You know, some people don't put their issues because they're trying to just have happy pictures with hot dogs and kitties and cats and you know, ice cream stands.
Yep.
There's too much on the line for me to just try a campaign like that. I'm going to tackle the tough issues, and you'll see it there, and you'll see it on Facebook, and I'm really excited about it. And I have voted to nominate you for Best Afternoon Radio Show. So I just want you to know that even in absentia, Jeff, I'm on your side trying to help you win that one.
Well, I appreciate that, and you know, I've been with the Reid campaign, if you will, a supporter of John Reid since you announced. Well, I think even before you announced, I said
even before you were one of the first people I told about this.
Yeah. Well, I'm proud of you, and we're going to continue doing everything we can to talk with you, talk about you, share that message. That is my friend John Reid. He is the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor, johnreedforvirginia.com. And I want to use this opportunity to remind everyone, if you run into the Democrats, there are six of them, seeking their party's nomination for lieutenant governor, please extend to them an invitation on behalf of me to visit this show as well. If you should encounter Abigail Spamberger, the Republican nominee for governor, by all means, extend an invitation on behalf of me to her to appear on this show. There are two people seeking the Democrat nomination for attorney general, and the same request is out there. Extend to them on my behalf an invitation to appear on this show. I don't want John to be the only one. Look, I love John, and I'm voting for John, and I voted, you know, all that stuff. But I don't want him to be the only one. There are a lot of people who have jumped into this. I want them all here. So just so you know. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Oh, this will shock you. There were numbers involved, so I screwed something up. Somebody on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, said, hey, Jeff, now you're telling us there's only a day and a half left to get that $1,000 off per couple on the big adventure you and Heidi are leading to the Christmas markets, etc. But didn't you also say that it ended on the 30th? Yeah. Fine. You caught me. I screwed up. I forgot to carry the, I don't know, whatever number I was supposed to carry. I didn't carry it, or there's no numbers to carry. Well, whatever. Yes, I did, in fact. Yes, so you, I still don't think you should wait till the last minute, but the $1,000 off per couple ends on Friday, which is the 30th, and tomorrow would be, that's right, tomorrow would be the 19th, the 29th. See what I told you? But that would still be available. My suggestion, though, honest to goodness, just pick up the phone and call 800-383-3131. 800-383-3131. That's the number for Cruise and Tour. And when you call them now at 800-383-3131, yes, you will be able to take $1,000 off per couple. And if you are traveling on your own, you will be able to take $500 off per person. Okay? There. They're numbers. And I'm not a numbers guy. In fact, I'm so far from being a numbers guy. You now understand why that is. All right. The 5 o'clock hour. You think anything else is going to go wrong in the city of Richmond? Well, I would take the over on that as opposed to the under, I'll tell you that. Another crisis as a result of gross incompetence and mismanagement at the hands of LeVar Stoney for 8 years? Yeah, it's a pretty good bet. What's happening at the Richmond City Jail? Will the sheriff of the city of Richmond, the worst sheriff in America, be able to turn it around by tomorrow? No. Could there be another inmate death by tomorrow? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's an absolute disaster down there. Anyway, we'll chat with Mike Dickinson at 5:35. Mike, as you know, he's our local Andy Ngo. He's following all sorts of stories nobody else wants to follow, and he's getting the details for us. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., I would urge you, please, to listen to my friend Rich Herrera. Rich is the host of Richmond's Morning News Now. Ran into Rich the other day down at the Virginia War Memorial. Really nice to chat with them. Such an event down there. Say their names. Some photos are up now. I have a new animated thing on the page. If you go to Facebook, look for Radio Cats. Radio Cats on Facebook. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.